The convention hall will come to order. We're now holding the 2023 Southwest District FFA business session. Mr. Vice President, are all officers at their stations?
I shall call the roll of officers, determine if they're at their stations, report back to you, Mr. President. The Sentinel.
The station by the door.
Your duties there.
Through this door pass many friends of the FFA. It is my duty to see that the door is open at all times and that they are welcome. I care for the meeting room and paraphernalia. I strive to keep the meeting room comfortable and assist the president in maintaining order.
The treasurer. The reporter.
Stationed by the flag.
Why stationed by the flag?
As the flag covers the United States of America, so I strive to inform the people in order that every man, woman, and child may know that the FFA is a national organization that reaches from the state of Alaska to the Virgin Islands and from the state of Maine to Hawaii.
The treasurer, stationed at Danville, Washington. Your duties there. Keep a record of receipts and disbursements just as Washington kept his parlor accounts, carefully and accurately. I encourage thrift among the members and strive to build up our financial standings through savings and investments. George Washington was better able to serve his country because he was financially independent. The secretary.
Stationed by the ear of corn.
Your duties there.
I keep an accurate record of all meetings and correspond with other secretaries wherever corn is grown and FFA members meet.
The advisor.
Ear by the hour.
Why stationed by the hour?
The hour is a time-honored emblem of knowledge and wisdom. Being older than the rest of you, I'm asked to advise you from time to time as the need arises. I had hoped that my advice will always be based on true knowledge and ripened with wisdom. Mr. Vice President, why do you keep a plow at your station?
The plow is a symbol of labor and tillage of the soil. Without labor, neither knowledge nor wisdom can accomplish much. My duties require me to assist at all times in directing the work of our organization. I preside over meetings in the absence of our president, whose place is beneath the rising sun.
Why is the president so stationed?
The rising sun is the token of a new era in agriculture. If we follow the leadership of our president, we shall be led out of the darkness of selfishness and into the glorious sunlight of brotherhood and cooperation. Mr. President, all officers are at their stations.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President.